All right, a just identified model, the number of path coefficients equals the number of independent correlations. That's just a full model with all the paths. And over-identified models, more correlations than path coefficients because one or more path coefficients are set to zero. We don't draw all the arrows. Under-identified models, more mathematical coefficients to be estimated than independent correlations, can't be uniquely estimated, and that's what happens when we have a full model with double-headed or back-and-forth arrows. It's not mathematically available to us. So what we're going to run into is the difference between these two. The full model and our hypothesized model, where the hypothesis is expressed by leaving out some of the arrows, literally saying those relationships don't help us understand. Theory trimming is a fancy phrase for deleting non-contributing paths. The identified paths with non-significant contributors, call them zero. The usual problem of post-hoc procedures is the problem of theory trimming. You got to be able to support the model. If you trim, that's cool, as long as you admit that what you're doing is data-based and post-hoc. Then you run out and you get more data to test your new model. Because when you take an arrow out that you had in there before, you've just changed your hypothesis based on those data. You should not generate and test a hypothesis on the same data. It's going to go well. Too well. Testing over-identified models. When we hypothesize that certain path coefficients are zero, the resulting model is over-identified and can be compared to the fit of the just identified model or other over-identified models. Same basic idea as multiple regression. You got the full model and you have different reduced models. You can compare each of the reduced models to the full model. It's really important to remember that you cannot deduce that one path is better than another from these tests. These tests only examine the contribution of specific variables. We know we can't talk about which multiple regression model is better based on which one has the larger R-squared change when we drop a predictor from each model. Okay? We just can't make those across model comparisons. We can only make nested model comparisons within a model. So here's what you do, and there's a calculator for this. You calculate the variance accounted for by the full model. In other words, you take each of those R squares for each of those models, you know, each of those multiple regression models you have to make to get the regression weights. You just string those all out in this formation and you get the fit of the full model. And this symbol right here is a capital pi. You're used to seeing sigma here that you add things up. Notice here we're multiplying them. Take the first thing, multiplied by the second, multiplied by the third, multiplied by the fourth. The way you accrue variance is by multiplying it, not by adding it. Then we have another set of these that's based on the reduced model. Another set of multiple regressions. And we take those two values, and the computator plugs them into this formula. We have the variance not accounted by the full model, the variance not accounted by the reduced model. We operate on the sample size. This is the number of people. This is the difference in the number of paths. We get a thing called W. Wonderfully, W is distributed as a chi-square distribution, and we do our normal test. If W is greater than W critical, reject the null. The full model works better. Some of the paths you left out can't be left out. If W is less than W critical, we retain the null, and we decide that the paths that we left out don't contribute to the overall fit of the model.